building especially for books is called a...
library.
You mail a package at the...
post office.
You stay overnight in a strange town at a...
motel or hotel.
What's the difference? Is there one?
Yeah, there is a difference because you take your motel, most of them has their own parking. They have their own parking lot, and you can park right in at the front door as far as that's concerned. But your motels could be 15, 20 stores high. In other words, your motels are practically all on the same level.
Your motel is on the same level,
same
but
level.
A hotel goes up?
It'll be a hotel.
Oh, okay. I see.
They tell them you see a motel, it's got two stores to it.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Except maybe the Holiday Inn, would you call that a motel?
Well, no, that's a... No, I wouldn't call that a motel.
Oh, okay.
Because it's regular, a hotel. That goes back to the first hotels, or motels, either one, were called inns in the old days. That's where the stagecoach stop was at.
That's right.
And that's where Holiday Inn picked that up to name their hotel at.
But they're not that old, are they?
No, oh no.
All right. You see a play or a movie at the
theater.
All right. Can you think of an old-fashioned name for a theater?
Old-fashioned name for the picture show or.
Just go to the show, maybe?
Yeah.
All right. You go have an operation in the...
hospital.
And the woman who looks after you is the...
nurse.
And you catch a train at the...
depot.
Okay.
Or terminal.
Or the railroad.
Railroad.
Would you ever call the railroad station or not?
Yeah. We call it the station.
Okay. How about an open place in the city? Where the grass and the trees grow, maybe
park.
All right, but maybe around the courthouse.
Courthouse Square.
Okay. If you're at an intersection here, and you go from one corner to the opposite corner.
Across the street.
Right, but it's what direction is that called? How are you going? If you cut across. Like diagonal.
Oh, you mean to say cross the street in the middle of the block or something like that, jaywalking?
Well, supposing, you know, maybe I have a picture I'll draw on. I do. You got an intersection like this. Okay? And you go from here over to here. Diagonally. Rather than crossing there and then like that.
Well, no, that would be jaywalking.
All right, well, have you ever heard it called catty-cornered?
Yeah.
Kitty-cornered?
Catty-cornered.
Okay. Any other words for that?
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. What do you call vehicles that used to run on tracks with a wire overhead?
Streetcars.
Any other names?
Trolleys.
Okay. You might tell a bus driver, the next corner is where I want.
Oh.
Okay. Here in Jefferson County, Birmingham is called the...
county seat.
All right. Any other term for that?
No.
Okay. Who pays the mailman? You'd say the federal?
Federal government.
All right. The police in a town are supposed to maintain what?
Order.
All right. And,
And then enforce the law.
All right. There's a two-word expression then. A political candidate who wants the police to get tougher says he's for... you said both the words, I just want you to say them together now.
Keep order?
Here, just these two words.
Law and order.
Okay. What do you call the fight between the northern and southern states in 1860?
Civil War.
Now, have you ever heard that called anything else?
War between the states.
Ever heard it called the War of Secession?
Well, I might have, yeah, I don't...